I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last Tuesday, Ohio lawmakers passed the heartbeat bill. It states that abortion will be illegal after an unborn child's heartbeat is detectable, usually around the sixth week of pregnancy. It's a good sign for pro-life advocacy, but Tom Lothamer with Life Matters Worldwide says it'll take time to see if the new law sticks.
Because it's very similar to laws passed in South Dakota and Arkansas previously, which were struck down by the courts, there are some in both sides of the aisle that don't believe that this will pass constitutional muster. In other words, it would be struck down by the courts.
As we talk about the sanctity of life, Lothamer says we need to lace our words with compassion and Christ's hope, not just for the baby, but for the parents who are struggling too. Please pray for God's will to be done. And as awareness grows of the challenges soldiers face when reentering civilian life, hopefully care options will too. But what about care for spouses of soldiers struggling with transition difficulties? Sarah Rice, graduate student in biblical counseling and wife of an Army veteran, has partnered with Warrior Set Free of Set Free Ministries to help widen the resources offered. When her husband had trouble adjusting to civilian life, she wasn't sure what to do.
What could I do? What should I not be doing? Where is my fault in this? Does he still love me? Am I still significant? It's like you're in a dark room and you're trying to find your footing.
Her footing was found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help national ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.